Call for Edmund O'Brien as...
Johnny Dollar.
Mr. Dollar, this is Miss Ramey, Legal Department, Britannia Casualty and Life.
Oh, yeah, Miss Ramey. Thanks for calling back. I just wanted to get something straight. If a murderer is executed, does his policy pay off?
Well, that's an unusual question. As far as I know, yes, but we've never faced the situation.
Well, put on your makeup. It's liable to happen any minute.
Edmund O'Brien in another transcribed adventure of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to Britannia Casualty and Life, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of Stuart Palmer, the man who wrote himself to death. Expense account, item one.
$22.42 air and miscellaneous travel expenses from Hartford to Chicago and the Cook County Jail. Well, you can make up your own mind about him, darling. He's like all of us. He's a guilty creep.
Oh,
my
goodness. This is Mr. Dollar.
Hi,
this is Dollar. The insurance
deputy. What's
the
crack of Palmer?
Call him out, will you?
Just thing with him.
Hey, Palmer.
The
mother's here. I'll see you when you're out there.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Lieutenant.
Here's your
partner
to the bridge.
Stuart Palmer? Yeah. My name is Dollar, Lieutenant Casualty and Life sent me out here. I understand you're in some difficulty. Is there anything I can do to help you? Didn't come here to help me. You came to investigate my new problem. Now, look, I don't need your help or anybody else's. I paid my first premium. That's all you or the company need to be concerned about. They're concerned about the fact that you're being held on suspicion of murder. That doesn't affect the policy. Have you retained counsel? That's none of your business. Thanks for the cooperation. Nice to meet friends in a strange city.
Martin.
How does Mr. Martin feel about this?
I didn't know.
church and jail. $100,000 insurance policies aren't. Who's this man, Neil Beasley, or co-beneficiary?